in our featured race yesterday with Calvin Barella aboard. Rose to gold as predicted in the zone.
Yeah, it's a great story. That filly, of course, is now a two-time stakes winner, I believe, at the meeting. And purchased for the lowly sum of $1,400, believe it or not. I mean, wow. I just spent more on the refrigerator than they did on this horse, and she punched her ticket to the Kentucky Oaks the Friday before the Kentucky Derby, and, of course, nice payday for her yesterday. But just a great story, the very colorful connections from back east, and they were up in the press box after the race, really just beside themselves. So, you know, you hear Cinderella stories all the time, but that for a $1,400 purchase to become a grade two winner again and probably one of the well-thought favorites in the Kentucky Oaks is just truly remarkable.
Yeah, there's a line. You bought her for less than a refrigerator. Now you can buy a whole house with what you've earned with her her winnings. So
Indeed.
All right, we got the carousel coming up. That is the feature race today. It is three-year-olds and up for fillies and mares, and we'll talk about that. Yesterday, real quick, on the Arkansas Derby, we had a late ad. We talked about it before the break. Divine Ambition joining the field that includes a favorite that we had expected to be there, one that we've been talking about for weeks now, War Academy, which will come out of the two-hole carve, a horse we've taken a look at through the year and a pretty good value at 20-1. But again, now that you've had a little more time to process it, any additional thoughts on the field?
Well, I mean, after a little bit of, and Chris, of course, did some great work online at the last minute to pull up some information on Divine Ambition. Horse was second in the Rushaway Stakes at Turfway Park over the Synthetic. He's been arguably a better horse on conventional dirt, which makes his appearance on Saturday, I think, maybe worth noting a little bit deeper than what we touched on yesterday. He's rather lightly raced. He's been out, I think, five or six times only. And Darren Miller, a very well-respected horseman, trainer here on Divine Ambition. But a good story nonetheless. And the horse is going to probably contribute to the pace, I think, of the race. I think him and Tampa is Frank Daddy, I think, is probably going to go a little bit early, as is Falling Sky. And those two are going to break side by side, Falling Sky and Divine Ambition. So oftentimes when that happens in the starting gate, they'll kind of pull each other to the front. You know, there's no looking around to see who else is going to join them. They basically are going to break as a team and probably run that way. And I think it maybe sets the stage up for a little bit more late running than we originally thought. Falling Sky looked to be the lonesome speed, but not the case now. So Divine Ambition's 11th hour entry, Justin, definitely changes the complexion of the race.
All right, Jeff, we're having some issues with your phone there, but let's go ahead and get into our picks for today at Oaklawn Park. First post, 1:30 this afternoon.
Oh, okay, and for those on the way, Justin, is that better? Is the audio better?
There you go, much better. Thank you.
Very good. I made a little adjustment. But remarkably, the racetrack was rated fast, if you can believe it, after all the rain yesterday this morning for workouts. And the Heralds are on it right now. It's open, and it is indeed fast by the opener. Very, very surprising track condition, considering all the rain that we had, but perhaps it was just so hard that it did more packing than anything else. But the water's off of it. It is a fast racetrack, and we will have a fast racetrack now for the remainder of the meet, looking at the forecast, which looks very, very favorable for the weekend. The opener, we start things off on this Thursday with some non-winners of two lifetime for $10,000 with a claiming price. I like number four, Pomarosa Prospect. This one comes in from the fairgrounds, and a lot of these New Orleans imports lately have been hit or miss, but a little added incentive here for the trainer, Steve Asmussen. As we talked about briefly yesterday, Justin, Steve pulling out all stops here the last couple of days. He wants this training title, and everything he sends out, I think, is worth a good, long, hard look the last 3 days. Leading rider, Mr. Santana, up for Steve. That's also a very positive signal. Probably going to go favorite at 9 or 8 to 5, but looks the part. That's number four, Pomarosa Prospect in the opener. We'll go for a little better value in the second with the also the five horse, and so those double numbers easy to remember today. Number five, Mallard Bro in the second for Arkansas bred maidens. This one changes barns today, and oftentimes changes scenery will wake a horse up a little bit. Tough trip last time out for Mallard Bro when he was 7 wide out of the turn. I think he saves a lot more ground today. John Court on board this 8-1 shot. The double numbers 5 and 5. Let's move now to the featured carousel stakes. You mentioned it briefly. Some crack filly and mare sprinters here going 6 furlongs in the ninth today. Number three, Good Deed. Another one comes to us from the fairgrounds. Stakes winner down there in front-running fashion. I think she does the same thing here today. Good Deed, number three in the featured carousel. That's the ninth. Our Buzz long shot play. We'll go back to the fifth or the third of the afternoon with another 5 horse. This time, Bet Your Life at 6-1. Sizable class drop out of the optional allowance ranks in for the $40,000 tag today. Way overmatched last time out. Much easier spot for the five. Bet Your Life in the third this afternoon. Our Buzz Long Shot play at 6-1.
All right, Jeff, I appreciate it. Look forward to visiting with you tomorrow. And again on Saturday, the final Oaklawn race day of the season at 11 o'clock. Jeff, myself, and Rolly Hoyt will bring you all the news that is worth being told on Arkansas Derby Day. So,
Jeff,
appreciate
it.
All right, catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks.
Bye.
All right.